It's on one right.
So good farm. Oh, I remember that lettuce that Everett brought over here when I was here.
Yes, that was
It must be best stuff. Said they raised it. Well, he raised it, or somebody raised it.
We just don't see him anymore.
Who?
Everett Smith. Thanks for potatoes.
Did you bring in potatoes?
Same kind he brought you.
Some cold, some that they couldn't get. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the rain's about over now.
Yep.
I wonder, it's standing out there. It must have rained right this morning. Still noisy, isn't it?
Yeah, still dripping. Still dripping. Still.
Yeah.
It sounds good. It stopped raining. It's just dripping.
I'm going to bring you home tonight, but I'll let my room window down. The wind brings down next to the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't seem to be a blowing rain. They probably didn't have blow. That one up, so now it might, I know them. It might be just about getting Frankie and them some supper fix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Frankie going to stay with her or eat supper with her tonight? Sure. Okay, down to the house.
Oh.
Blame it, did Mama eat any dinner? Well, yeah, you know when you left her this morning, she was just drinking a coffee. And that was around 10 o'clock and eating a silk. So you don't know if she's eating a dinner or not. Well, she's taking the medicine. So I got something to take 3 times a day.
Is it making you eat any better? You feel like you've eaten any better?
No.
Not much.
Well, Miss Jenny, you look mighty well. I don't know what you live on. If anybody didn't know that you had been to the hospital, it'd be hard for them to believe it.
You know, maybe joke. They think I'm joking. But the first day I went to wash my face and hands in the basin, you know, I haven't looked up in the glass. Gosh, I says, that's not me, is it?
Yeah.
I had lost so much weight.
Yeah.
No color, I ain't got none now. I just appeared in the sheet. I said, God.
How long had you been feeling poorly, Miss Jenny?
Well, long time. I wouldn't give in.
Month or two?
Just about all of June, July.
All summer?
Yeah. You see, I have a touch of asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes to showing up and kicking up, I get to coughing, and that goes with asthma, coughing.
I can't see you all this little lights sticking up there.
I sometimes wonder if you ain't got a tape record here somewhere taking down everything I say so you can turn it on and listen.
Yeah. We would really have a good talk, wouldn't we?
All right, Mr. Miles loves to hear me talk about old time things.
And he loves to hear Mother talk about it, and we all do.
Yeah.
I don't love to think about it myself. Old times much, but he likes it.
Just just like taking a child down and telling him a bedtime story.
Yeah, bedtime stories.
Well, I like to hear any good talk, you know, whether it's old times or new times whatever times it is. I tell you, I love to, Willie knows a lot of things. I've heard him tell some right interesting things. Do you ever hear him telling my talk much?
No. Don't come around much at all.
He got too much fencing on, hadn't he?
I answered the phone this morning when he called. Hello, Mama. Mama, is that you? How you feel? It's the first time he heard me on the phone, you know.
Oh.
Since I'd come in from the hospital. I can't hear too good. But this morning just as clear. I heard you.
Right.
You was clear.
Right.
All this weather and all. Working up like it does.
You know, Miss Chitty, a lot of times we have people out here and all they do is just, they talk just silly talk. And we like to hear people. We just enjoy hearing you talk. We enjoy hearing Mother talk. We enjoy hearing good talk.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in people who just sit around and chit-chat is what we call it.
Willie came over here, used to come over here, and he and Sybil came over here, and I'd hope they'd come back.
I'll let you take it back with you.
But they got so, Willie has been so busy since he got that works up there in town.
I'm the jail boy in it.
That I never get to see him anymore. He got to work up there, and then he got to come home and keep his place going.
Come home, eat by the breakfast, I reckon, and take a, just say hello, Sib, where are you going? A good morning, Sib.
Yeah.
Sib, call us a Sib.
Yeah.
There's some other name he called on.
Ice cream?
I have enjoyed my supper.
You did all right.
Wonderfully. I couldn't eat it all.
Well, you did pretty well.
I told you I put too much in my plate.
You did really
didn't
well.
Didn't I, Miss Martha?
Yes, sir, I heard you say it.
The only thing I promised when I brought her away was
maybe I'll
get back full dark.
Get back full dark.
Well, and that you'd keep your eyes on the road. And
why don't you and your mother come ride over?
Well, we've ridden over once. We'll let Guy ride you back.
I don't know whether I can hold him up or not.
He'll behave.
He's a minor.
He dragged me the other night. Riding along that new little truck over there, Miss Chitty saw him doing a little rod across.
Oh.
I just sitting there. No, it was she knew the Toya was on the wrong on the wrong side.
He's a fine driver. You just don't have to worry at all. If he takes off across the field, he'll come back.
I don't drive too far because I got so I don't pay much attention.
Now he can see all right in the distance. He's a good driver he's a good driver. I'm the one that has to be very careful, you know. He a little close
you
up.
Was today?
Yeah, I'm always careful.
It's the first place she intended to come on the road that she intended to come back on, and then go down and come out by the shallow church.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we she was
talking.
We were having such a good time.
Well, she was coming off Willis Road, as we call it, so now it's just turned like Willis back out. She said, oh, she says I'm fast, mother.
Just a little past it, and we decided we'd come on.
Yeah.
I didn't stay back and back while you just go ahead and come on around.
Mother, Mr. Miles, all three come and go over there, and we'll clean up a big place on the table and let you play cards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we put in the evening.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that. I think I'll make a game when I go home and play it with the grandchildren. Like you say, you do.
No, I learned pretty near all of mine there. Numbers, but.
Learn them to count.
Yes.
Learn them to count. I couldn't do much of miles.
Grandma, I want another one.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you'll have to wait till we can find it. Grandma, I want another five. Well, you just have to wait till we can find it.
How many do you deal out at first?
I started out with them five apiece.
Just five apiece,
it takes so long to get through that three.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, we didn't play the whole thing all the way through that way. But we played one game. I counted down 45, I believe it was, and then 35 or something. Anyway. If we got through with that game, pile them all up again. I said, how you want to play this time, Marty? How many? Three, two. So I think I'll take that. Maybe 65 or something. I don't know. Anyway, mine was 95. No, my first one was 87. That I had to take and put in there. Well, I counted me out at 87.
The class started.
Then we got them all together then.
Guy, you ought to see that new refrigerator over there. And you know they've got a.
He sat down on the porch the other night and looked at it, sitting there wrapped up in them bedspreads.
That's right.
Just like you thought it was going on
that. That's a nice refrigerator, and that back door has a nice window in it.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it in the operating it now?
Yes, but it ain't operating like it ought to. I think it's trying to freeze, trying to frost all at the same time. Up in the upper part, it's about that thick, which frosting.
Yeah.
And down underneath, over the freezer drawer, it's freezing. But under the freezer drawer, it's drip.
Yeah.
It's not doing right.
Well, you know, I think they need adjusting.
Margaret may go by and see Mr. Goldman about it today, and he'll probably show her on one like we've got, you see. You can come home and adjust it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
She talked to them, and they were to come out, but they hadn't come before I left. And Frankie and Lehman were there. I guess they could tend to them when they got down, if they come.
Nice to have a good refrigerator. Now that's got a good freezer in it too, up above.
Yes. I'm afraid that when we do get it corrected and everything working right with it, it's going to get too freezed up on me sometime. Frosted, you know what I mean? Needs to be defrosted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Margaret, she poor thing, she wants to do, and she is so slow about getting these things done. Now she'll start out in the morning. Says, I'm going to get up in the morning just as soon as I get so and so tended to, and Betty Ann gets off to school. I'm going to clean up what few dishes I've got. throwing on nothing, Lynn. That'll bother me, worry me about. Now I'm going to get down and I'm going to wash. I'm going to close out on the line so they can get dry before rain. Sometime it's 11 o'clock before the child ever gets the first garment in the washing machine.
Well, now, that sounds like me. I try my best to get things going early, and I don't know. I'm always running behind.
I got up earlier this morning, and I've been getting up. Been 9:30, 10:30 before I get out of here.
So you really sleep late then?
Well, I don't go to bed sometime 2 o'clock.
Yeah. But you didn't always just sleep till 9 o'clock.
No, ma'am, if I stayed up till 2 o'clock, and Pearl had to get up when the clock hit four.
Four? 4 o'clock.
My goodness, I couldn't. Maybe being in the winter time, I'd be so cold.
So cold, yeah.
Frankie, go out to feed up. Get up. All right. Mammy, get up. Now it's time to get up. Yeah, got a fire built. Yeah, there's one in there in the fireplace. We didn't use electric blankets. Well, in fact, long then we didn't have electric lights.
No.
But when he died, our bedroom was where the dining room is now, and that partition that went through that hallway was supposed to be a living room. And that was the in bedroom for the boys who wanted to sleep, and then the cross chair was dining room, back here is kitchen, and on that end down there is Frankie's room. And so it was always whenever he'd get up, build a fire. All right, Mammy, get up, got a good fire built in there. Might fall down on the floor. Boys, if all fire fall on the floor, I'd hit the floor about as quick as you got the word.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen one house burn down. Another one.
So he knew how to get you out of bed.
Well, I knew I had to get up and get thin. But after he died, of course, I'd get up and get the boys off to work, too. Fix lunches for them. Play tricks on them, though. I said, all right, now if you boys want breakfast in the morning, you better get in here and build a fire for me to get up by.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And you hear me bum bum on the side of the wall. Martin? Come in here and build a fire. Why can't Monroe Frankie go in there and build it? I reckon you can come right straight across. They'd have to come around through 2 or 3 doors to get here. Yep, though. But in the winter time, when it was real cold and going hunting, you know, they'd have their friends coming in. They'd get up pretty early and build a fire. And they'd ask me, and I'd have to leave there with my head, and I never could lay my head covered up summer nor winter. Just smother myself, and I couldn't lay on my left side, because I couldn't breathe good. And I'd have to lay and keep my hand kind of up this way, cover up over me, and boys come in, and some of them get a little tipsy, and well, they didn't get what they were saying. So the next night, I told Martin, when you all go in hunting again, I says, please tell the boys and the men folks to mind how they talk, because you've got a mother laying over there on that bed, and going like blighting birds and jackdaws and everything else. I can't sleep. I had to keep covered up then, and you're smothered to death. And it's too early for me to get up. So, next time they come, and I want
to... Here comes our ride.
Oh, you got a ride?
Yeah.
Well,
fight, we've got a friend.
Fight to get my breath. I was like, who bleeding over there? Who bleeding over there? There's,
Come in.
Says that's my mother, and I want you to be careful how you talk.
They couldn't remember that, could they?
They were drinking. That's the first time you had to calm down, you know, drinking.
Oh, really?
Martin says, she says she wants this here cursing and this drinking cutter. So I either have to stay outside in the cold or else come in and act like a junk.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to have her out of bed just to have you all come in here and sit by the fire and talk like you. Then she says,
yeah.
Says she done told me now. Says I'm going to tell you. You need to make the door. Oh, wait. Got a cramp in the toe.
We'll let them clear out, and before we try to make a move, we're going to get home way before dark tonight, Miss Kitty. That's going to be nice, isn't it? Jeanette, Jeanette Zetrow.
She's Chitty now.
Yes. Now, she grew up just down the road from you, didn't she?
Well, she grew up down there on a home place there, her father and mother.
Yeah.
Built them up. He first started out his store in a horse stable.
Oh, really?
Weatherboard did up around, started out his little store and a stable, stall. You know what stable stall is.
Sure.
And he got to doing so well, he had him another store bill.
Yeah.
And he's made money enough in that store, made money enough in that store to build to three more, I reckon.
Yeah. But now he's got that store there, and he doesn't do a thing with it.
I think he probably packs things. He's got
Miss Judy.
Yeah.
Friend has come and wants me to go with him out a little while, and I may see you again. Before I leave, so don't. You be good. I know
okay.
You will. You be good.
You
and I'll spend
charge come over and spend the day with me.
Well, that'll just be fine. Maybe
you
if
bring
we
Mr.
Could.
Myers along.
No, bring him. He
if
won't
you
go anywhere.
If you behave yourself.
Yes, I'll behave. Maybe he'll behave when he comes with us. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay,
now
we'll see. He'll take care of you and drive
you
home.
Just stay
now.
Right there and until this all this rain stops, Miss Kitty.
Well, we might as well go on too.
Well, you
yep.
Better, yeah.
We get
we'll
get ourselves organized. Let me see us first.
And I'll just go with mother out here and I'll see you later.
Okay.
That's 10-2 right. And the end of the visit with Miss Titty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 2 right around 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Titty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 2 right around 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Titty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71.
These old cowboys.